Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And, of course, I'm joined by my big brother, my co-host, Mr. J. And
what's up, everybody? What's going on?
You know what we're doing today. Today is that day. You know, give a shout-out to all the mothers.
She's my favorite girl. You only get one, yeah.
We're going to stop that.
Yeah, well, you know, some of the listeners might be too young for that, so you may have to, you know, come back with a little something more current for them, because not everybody out there knows what that is, but I'll just spill the beans anyway. That was The Intruders with I Always Love My Mama. If you grew up, especially if you're on the East Coast, parts of the South, and probably parts of the Midwest, you can't tell me if you weren't listening to AM radio or maybe even FM, and you had a black radio station, you know, in your neighborhood or, you know, where you live, you can't tell me Mother's Day that this was not the song that they were playing. You cannot tell me this song did not play.
Well, Ed, I grew up in the South, so it played, but there was a whole lot of other songs, too. So,
well, I know.
Where you from?
Yeah, you know, up here, you know, I guess you would say the East or the Northeast.
Close by. Don't
put it like, this is like the staple song. You know, it's not officially Mother's Day weekend if you ain't hearing this song. So,
well,
this goes out to all the mamas.
All the mamas, this show is for you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, because for all the mothers out there, what you want to do, Mr. J?
Oh, they want to wear that T-shirt. That's what they want to do. So here's your chance, you know. Email us, like you said. Hit us up on, what's that Twitter? Or that Instagram, I can't remember which one, but just get in touch with us so we can get you that shirt so you can wear it, so we can put you on the homepage and let everybody see that we all over these little 48 states. You know, we heard almost everywhere.
The 48 states? What about the other two?
I said the lower 48.
Okay, but what about
Alaska and Hawaii?
Yeah, they don't count?
They count, but, you know, I ain't heard nobody check in from one of them states yet, so, you know.
I'm just saying. You know, all the homies in Alaska are like, yo!
Mm-hmm. They in the igloo, you know, they just thawing out, so they probably just, you know, coming out of seclusion.
All right.
But enough about that. What we got going on tonight, man?
First we got to have a retraction. Bill Nye is not dead.
Not that, yeah, I found out, yeah. I apologize for putting that out there on my page, you know, but it was one of those hoaxes, so I got caught up in it. I apologize for putting that out there.
You was having a Tinder science moment. It's okay.
Hey, I'm a nerd at heart. I ain't going to lie, you know.
I'm a nerd with you, so I understand. And also the teen who flashes his penis. In the yearbook picture, the case was dropped. There was a judge with common sense.
Like, so there you go. But his penis is still out there in everybody's yearbook. So.
Yeah. It's not a yearbook that I will be buying, but, you know, if you
well,
want
you know,
in a yearbook.
It's going to make for interesting conversation come 10-year reunion, you know?
It might be an eBay favorite, because you know they pulled those. So if you've got one of those, his penis makes that yearbook a collector's item.
Okay, unless you attended that school and you were part of that graduating class, I don't see anybody out of that, you know, outside of that little demographic right there purposely buying that yearbook purposely for that one particular, you know, picture. Because if you are, you're just a sick person. You know, all this free, all these sites where you can find free porn and you want to buy a yearbook with, you know, some kid's penis in there? Okay.
Come on now, you know there's one girl in that school that she got to have it. She been in love with him.
Well, that's a whole different, you know, subject. Yeah, it probably will get him some play, you know. I mean, who knows? But I'm just saying, you know, anybody trying to buy that as a collector's item, yeah, y'all got issues. Then, you know, they got issues. But it's good to know, you know, before we get any further sidetracked, it's just nice to know that, you know, the justice system in this case worked to hit, you know, to his advantage, and they dropped the charges, you know, because that was a bit asinine, you know. He can't help it.
Well, he could have helped it. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
All right. So, I got to start off with stupid people. Thursday is for stupid people. There's the guy from Israel who put that restraining order against God.
Well, you know the Jews, they don't, you know.
No, not Jesus, God. Although some people say, oh, Jesus. You know, he said, and he appeared in the courtroom demanding that God stop interfering in his life. He told the court over the last 3 years, God's been very negative towards him. And he's tried numerous times to obtain restraining order through the police department. So, yeah. His name is David Shoshan.
David what?
David Shoshan. He doesn't.
Oh, yeah, you can't get any more Jewish than that last name, but okay.
Yeah.
No offense to any Jews that are, you know, Jewish people that are listening, but I'm just saying, you know.
Well, look, if you get offended by the fact that we're talking about this stupid ass who put a restraint order against God, I don't know how you do that.
Well, yeah, this is smooth drama, and I do advertise when I post it. We do this show live, no holds barred, you know. It is unscripted, so, as you were saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, I thought it was kind of funny. You have to low IQ to try to have a restraining order against God. That's up there. That's top five.
Well, I mean, you do have folks that, I don't know, I guess that, you know, I mean, I wouldn't even say that's stupid, because if who are we to, you know, say what's stupid and what's not?
We have opinions. I
couldn't even say that with a straight face, though.
I say it with a straight face. Like, look, this dude. Anyway, so, but I'm not even going to go there. I saw something that was kind of asinine. And, you know, it's a part of my dear Caucasian thing. Dear Caucasian. There are some things that you do that you don't have to do. Having a alligator wrestling tournament in Colorado is probably not a good idea.
I don't think having an alligator wrestling contest in Florida is a good idea. I don't think wrestling alligators is a good idea, but go on with what you're saying.
Yeah, in Colorado, they have a gator reptile park, and they've had it for several years, and they have people who paid $100 of their own money to wrestle live gators. And I'm not talking about the little bitty gators that you can like hold in your hands, 400 pounds.
No, these are the ones that grow to be like, you know, 10 feet and tall, you know, longer, and weigh up to like damn near, you know, 900,000 pounds. Yeah, those.
Well, yeah, because it's a alligator wrestling course, a 3-hour event in which you can get in there and you can wrangle.
So once you've paid your money, okay, and you're, you know, in that pit or whatever with this beast. Do they tape the alligator's mouth shut and certain things like that so, you know, he can't bite you, or how does it work?
No, it's real.
So basically they're paying you know, to die.
Yeah, they're picking on danger.
Are they signing any type of, you know, waiver form? You know, is there any disclaimer? You know, are they jumping in there?
Yeah, you kind of know what you're doing.
But how do you know if you're doing it? Obviously, you don't know what you're doing if you're going to this school to learn how to do it.
Well, no, it's not a school. It's a park where
they're assuming that if you're getting in the pit with them, you already have some experience in doing this.
Or you're trying to get some. I mean, it's not a good place. I wouldn't think. But, you know.
Well, yeah, that's a legit stupid people story. You know,
right.
That's a legit one.
Yeah, Colorado. Now I know why frequent guest host Aaron Harrison left Colorado. You know, if you're going to have gator wrestling parks and contests, it's probably not a good place.
Colorado was the first state to approve, you know, legalizing marijuana, you know. So why not, you know, alligator park? They go kind of hand in hand, because if you high, you know, if you're getting high out there, you're going to go you'll do something stupid. So why not that?
Yeah, that would count as really stupid.
Well, you know, I think we need an update. We need to follow that story, because I'm guaranteeing you somewhere along the line, if someone doesn't die, they're losing they're losing a limb, they're losing a leg, an arm, or something.
Yeah, I'm guessing that. You may lose a digit or two.
Okay. No, ain't no digit. You'd lose a whole arm, trust me. You know, somebody, a leg or something is not coming home with you. The alligator is going to get hold of something.
Hey, that's reality TV there. That shit's unscripted. You know, they be talking about this.
Because you really deserve to lose something if you paying money to get into a pit with a wild animal. I don't care if it can be an alligator, it can be a lion, it can be a big old, you know, python. You pay money to get in there and wrestle like you going, like it's like WWE or some shit like that. You really think you're going to get the best of this animal? Come on now.
It's a 3-hour course. You pay that $100.
It ain't going to take long for that it ain't going to take long for the alligator to eat you.
Hey, well, that'll make for, I'm surprised nobody hasn't put it on TV yet. That'll make for great TV, right?
So what else we got, man? Let's move right along. You know, come on. We only got an hour. Let's just move this along.
Well, I mean, your favorite subject here, driverless cars. You know, they're going mainstream, and there was a guy that was saying that, you know what? This is gonna make it where people have more sex in cars. Because it's driverless. I mean, you don't have to worry about it. You can just get busy. Just put
well,
in.
Look,
put
I've in. Seen I've seen enough videos, you know, on Facebook and even just going on the internet and, you know, just looking around. The way that they're, you know, supposedly these cars will work, they're supposed to be so advanced that, you know, you get in, boom, boom, boom. You know, if you get too close, it'll be able to regulate its own speed. It'll be able to sensor if there's oncoming danger, meaning like if you're about to crash with another car, the car actually can veer away from the accident or just slow down and stop. You know, I mean, they're supposed to be able to do so many things, but the reality is, what's this, 016? We probably won't see these things, you know, being a standard for it, I'm saying at least another 10, 15 years.
Oh, ye of such little faith. Nah, man.
You know what? I just make sure when they do make them, you know, like when they become the norm, I want to be, like, seriously, in a situation where I don't need to use a car anymore. Because if we're going to have driverless cars, you know, come on.
You already got them. They're already out there. They've been test
well,
driving.
Yeah, but then yeah, but they're not here. They're over in Europe.
No, they're here in the United
Where?
States. They've
Where?
Been testing them everywhere.
Where?
Everywhere.
Where? You say it everywhere like you've already seen them. Where?
Oh, they're
I've seen them. I've seen test models, but I haven't gone to one dealership or know one dealership where you can walk on the lot.
For sale, they're
well. You said they would be everywhere, so you're making it sound like you know they're already out there.
Anyway, you know what I was talking about. You go, oh, well, you can't go. No, you can't go to the store and buy one yet. But it's coming. It's coming. Don't worry, you get your chance to rear end a driverless car. I know you're looking forward to it.
Man. 7435. I'm sorry. 347-826-7435. Call us.
I think we've rattled Mr. J here. We just gonna go on break. this is to the mother. This is Tupac. Dear Mama.
No, I appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had me 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the bitch, and all the rules. Said tears with my baby sister. Oh, goody tears, we was born another little kid. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things were wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And when you think in elementary, hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was the black queen, mama. I finally understand for a woman, it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed. A poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did. Put your foot out your foot. Yeah, what you think? Yeah, what you think? Yeah, what you think? Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father. He was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved on, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, put money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was giving. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. On my mama, and when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy, there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me.
I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. There's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all be sure.
Okay, holding your own little concert over there, huh? Okay.
My favorite girl. Anyway.
Yeah, I just want to... Go ahead. I'm sorry cutting you off. You know, you were in the middle of singing or something.
347-826-7435. That was Tupac. Dear Mama.
Dear Mama.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted, before we go any further, I just wanted to give a special shout out to your mom, my mom, and all the mothers out there. You know, I would say baby mamas, but, you know, I don't have any. So I'll just say all my female friends who are truly single mothers raising, you know, raising kids and trying to do their best. And, you know, dare I say it, even some of you brothers out there who, you know, are doing it on your own without that, you know, that woman being around. So I'm just, you know, putting it out there, but basically, you know, happy Mother's Day to all of those, you know, women out there that are, you know, that have been doing it and doing it for years and continue doing it.
And I almost went DJ Squirrel and got real low. It's like, this is a special dedication.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, DJ Squirrel's in the building. For those of you who don't know him, introduce yourself again.
It's DJ Squirrel. And I got them nuts, baby.
Okay, I don't know where you put you must have locked Smooth in the closet or something, but Squirrel, what are you doing? What are you doing?
We done. I kicked him out. No more DJ Squirrel.
Okay, you chased him out. Okay, because you know, whenever he come in the studio, it's just not right. The show goes so far left, but yeah, I'm glad you got rid of him.
Yeah, we done with DJ Squirrel, but
okay.
But we do have to talk about some squirrely stuff. It's that time where we talk about the dumb ass of the week.
Didn't we just do that Tuesday with Matt Trump? We back on that again?
Nah, man. Donald Trump ain't... Look, man, I told you. You focus on Trump. I don't even talk about him. See, you made me say his name twice already.
All right. Well, who's the dumbass of the week now?
Oh, 50 Cent.
Oh, 50. Man. Now, see, I already know where you're going with this, and he did apologize to that gentleman.
He donated $100,000, but who makes fun of an autistic kid? It's like, come on.
Well, I don't know about an autistic kid, but I'm sure somewhere out there, you know.
Oh. Hold on, let's get it straight. Andrew Farrell, who is an autistic kid, 50 Cent makes a video mocking and joking about this kid, an autistic kid. And then once people are like, oh, that kid is autistic, what are you doing? Then he's like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to donate $100,000. I apologize, I took the video.
Okay.
But
you know, and I'm not in. Well, it might appear that I'm defending him, but I'm just going to say this much: if he truly didn't know, because I have a young cousin who's autistic, you know, and there are different stages and levels of autism. So, in the case of this, of the guy that, you know, 50 was teasing, if he didn't physically appear to be, you know, like if he didn't, you know, if 50 didn't know he was autistic, meaning if this young man didn't show any signs of it or what he would assume to be the signs of it, you know, how is he supposed to know?
Well, I'm guessing,
you know,
that...
Because we've all gone to the airport or just somewhere where there's been service-related, you know, like a service-related industry, where there's one or two employees that you would truly think they did have mental problems because they just were acting real stupid.
Well, no, there are some people who are special, and, you know, you can tell. Some of these things you can tell. And
right.
There's video, 50 Cent had the video where he's mocking the kid. I mean, look, for me, and maybe it's because I've worked with him in the past, you could see it.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of obvious. But, you know, 50 Cent thought it was funny to mock
okay.
someone. You know, act stupid. And boom. That's
well,
what it is.
I mean, the bottom line is, I mean, yeah, he was wrong for what he did.
Yes,
if he truly knew that the kid was or didn't know, that's always going to be up for debate. But how he responded and what he did after, I can't be mad at all. I mean, money really is not going to, you know, any amount, you know, the amount of money he threw at him, yeah, it'll probably help a program out and, you know, ease the lives of a couple of kids or something. But the reality is, does it really change what he did? No. But it is what it is. We live in a society where, you know, it doesn't matter if he's famous or not. He was wrong for what he did, you know?
Yeah, you know he was wrong for what he did, which is what I'm pointing
out. Oh, yeah. And, yeah, I mean, but, you know, I don't know if I'd give him, you know, what is the title you gave him again?
Dumbass of the Week.
Give him Dumbass of the Week.
Dumbass of the Week for making fun of all.
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, maybe other day, but not the week, because I'm telling you.
Somebody did something dumber than that.
It probably has been, but honestly, I didn't have time, to, you know, for today's show to cruise the internet to find that other person who might have topped 50. So for today, I'll give it to you.
I did. I found it. He's the one. He is the one, the Highlander. That can only
All right. He gets it. Okay, fine. He gets it.
Now, we do have the Hater of the Week now. Now, the Hater of the Week is extra special, and I'm not talking about like hater, like player hater. I'm talking about like hater, like KKK hater.
Okay.
Kyle Bessemer, 29 years old, confessed to spraying salad bars and produce sections of various supermarkets with a solution that contained mouse poison. Yeah.
Okay, my question number one, you know, just going to any grocery store and you go over to the produce section, normally they have somebody, you know, within the store that you assume works for the store. You always see them with the, you know, with the garden hose or whatever spraying down the vegetables and the fruit. So you just automatically assume it's water or some type of safe concoction to give, you know, to feed the plants or, you know, make the vegetables and the fruit look, you know.
Wash mine. There's nothing that I
well,
get.
I'm not saying what you do when you get home with it. I'm just saying while they're still in the store. Now, what my question is, you know, what store is this? And, you know, like, is this some type of new trend where they hire outside people or outside contractors to come in and spray the fruit?
No, he was just going from store to store.
Oh, so this is a dude that just walked into stores with his own spray bottle and
spraying poison, mouth poison, on the fruit and vegetable that he came across.
And so they don't know how many stores he probably did this in before he got caught, and they don't even know how many people may have gotten sick from this.
Yep, that would be correct.
So when they finally caught him, how much time are they talking about giving him?
Man, they haven't even talked about it.
Because I guarantee you, in the case like this, the lawyer, whoever his lawyer is just going to plead him insanity. He's not even going to do hard time.
Well,
I guarantee you.
Okay.
I guarantee you. Even though it affects, you know, hundreds of people, you know,
right,
there's no telling, because a lot of people probably won't even, may or may not even get sick, and then some people won't even pay attention to the news and know if maybe the fruit or vegetables they bought have been affected.
Right, but then you'll get sick. It's mouth poisoning.
Right. No. I'm saying, I mean, granted, but a lot of people aren't even going to be smart enough to put two and two together to realize, okay, they ate some bad lettuce or some bad, you know, apples or whatever from so-and-so store, and realize that this dude may have something to do with them getting sick. They'll get sick, yeah, but they won't even realize where it came from.
Or as one of our flash chatters says, white guy, no jail.
Hold on, I just want, while we're on, I just got basically a text message. I won't say who it's from, but they want to know, yeah, like you said, well, is this person white, black, what? And more than likely, if he is white, he's going to get off. So
yep, he's white.
Yes, he's white.
Yes, he is. He's whiter than white.
And I'm getting another, well, this is on my inbox message, my personal inbox, so it's somebody I know. They're telling me that, yes, 50 was wrong, but had this been another, quote-unquote, famous person, whether in music or, you know, an actor or an athlete of a different color, would we be making as much of an issue of it because it's 50?
Well, for
probably
record,
not.
I would.
Well, yeah, you would, but, you know, which is, you know,
I'm
mainstream media.
Right. I don't care about mainstream media. I'm not mainstream. I am stream.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying to this person, we are definitely, if you're listening, we are definitely not mainstream media. No.
Right. I am stream. So I don't care. You know, he's making fun of autistic kids. I don't care if they were white, black, Chinese, whatever. Don't do that shit. That don't make sense to me. But that's just me. You know, you should.
I feel you on that. So who can we make fun of then? I mean, just, you know.
We can make fun of Indiana.
Are we talking about the state or the team or who?
We talking about the state. Indiana, well, we can make fun of Indiana and Michigan City, because Indiana has the first safe haven baby box where you can drop off your unwanted baby.
But
you know,
we've
like,
had that for years in different states, and it's called the fire department or fire station.
Right, but no, now you can go to, they installed two safe haven baby boxes in which the mothers have the option to drop off their unwanted infants anonymously. And it supposedly features a security system that alerts all nearby emergency service workers when a baby is placed in one. Yep. Shout out to Indiana and in Michigan City, Indiana, for installing those.
Yeah. Okay. I mean that is worthy news and newsworthy, but you know what? I don't even have anything to say on that right now. It probably won't hit me until probably Saturday, and then by next Tuesday I'll respond.
It should hit you every day. I mean,
it's not hitting me right now. You know why?
The fact they had to budget for it. They had to budget for it because it happened so much. They're like, well, you know what? We just going to put this here so that...
Well, see, now it's starting to make more sense because, yes, they probably had a strange amount or like a huge amount of drop-offs, you know, within a certain couple of months, you know, period, where it became epidemic. So, yeah, I can understand something like that taking place. I mean, but still, how do I personally feel? You know, it's hard. You know, see, when we talk about things like this, we make fun of it a little bit, but we also bring it to the attention of everybody that's listening. But, you know, if you think about it, like things like to me, it's like almost talking about abortion.
Kind of pathetic.
Yeah. Yeah, but to me, and I can't speak for you, I'm just saying for me, it's almost like I said, talking about abortion. You know, it's easy to talk about it, but then when you start getting deeper into the subject about who's right, and, you know, is it right or wrong?
No.
That, you know, people start, you know, choosing sides. And.
No, I mean, whatever side you're on, it's not an easy conversation, and this is not an easy conversation. I mean, make light, state of Indiana, you know, but at the same time, they had to build it because obviously it's a problem. Dropping off.
Well, you know, because I can tell you right now, I mean, without even doing a scientific study on it, I guarantee you that, like, this situation they're dealing with right now is a direct result of, like, the recent abortion laws that changed in that state.
Yeah.
You know, Indiana is a conservative, you know, it's mainly a conservative state, so I can almost guarantee you that they probably shut down a lot of, I'll just say health clinics, because I don't want to outright call them abortion clinics, because they offer more services than just abortions.
Well, you don't fund the abortion part of the clinics, where they're forced to not do that there or lose their funding altogether. That could lead. But, I mean, it's neither here nor there.
I'm just saying, more than likely, one is the direct result of the other, is all I'm saying. I mean, if you're cutting off access for women to just get basic medical care, it doesn't matter if it's if they choose to use an abortion services, whatever they choose to do within that clinic, if you're cutting off the services so that certain women of a certain income level cannot use that facility anymore and they're forced to have a child or whatever it is that's going on, this is the end result.
Yeah,
this is the end result.
It just makes my stomach hurt. We're going to
move
on.
But anyway,
on.
Let's move right on. Yeah, we're going to move on.
We're going to move
three,
on.
347-826-7435. Call us. Join in. Tune in.
Yeah, and on that note, I don't think I'm going to eat Chinese food anytime soon. I saw that, and I don't want to eat nothing that comes from China. There's a kid, and apparently it's something that happens quite frequently, called polydactylism, where the kid has 15 fingers and 16 toes, and has two palms on each hand with 7 fingers on the right hand and 8 fingers on the left.
Well, that kind of sounds to me like when that child was still an embryo, there was a twin, and somehow they merged together, and boom, that's what was born.
Yeah, but 15 fingers?
But what does this have to do with eating Chinese food?
I don't know. Whatever they're eating, I don't want it.
Well, you do realize that the Chinese food we eat here is nothing compared to what they eat over there. If you've ever gone into any quote-unquote authentic Chinese food restaurant in New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, L.A., wherever, look in the back like, you know, they're not even eating the same food that they serve in that restaurant. So that tells you something.
Right. I wouldn't be eating it. They know where it comes from. I'm not even going to throw the stereotype out there because it's just sitting there. I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it. I saw something where they're rescuing animals from the Korean meat market.
Yeah, they were rescuing dogs. Yeah, that was the news right about here. About 6 or 7 different kennels along the East Coast. Yeah, rescued. A lot of the dogs got rescued. They're waiting adoption here after they get out of quarantine. Yeah.
I didn't want to do it.
Yeah. That just goes to tell me, like, overseas, whether it's China, Japan, or wherever, you know, in this case, I guess it's China, and, you know, dog and cat are delicacies. I mean, that's the only way you can put it, because they're eating stuff that when we were kids, we would tease, you eat dog, But yeah, it's a reality. They eat that
yeah,
stuff.
Like, yeah, I eat it. I mean, and to, for me, I don't necessarily hate on it. I mean, because, you know, we eat stuff. They're looking mm-hmm. at, like, you go to India, cows are sacred. So they don't eat beef. And, you know, you say that to somebody over here, they're like, I can't go without my double cheeseburger. You crazy. So, yeah.
Well,
it is
yeah, that's a point. You got a point. You got a point.
Yeah, so it's all
you
in the
point,
I guess. On that note, we just gonna go on break because I'm starting to get a little sick here. And
Man up.
This is Jungle Brothers. Of course, this tonight show is dedicated to the ladies. Mother's Day. We love y'all. We appreciate everything you do. We bow down to the mothers out there. Like, you know what? Y'all doing yeoman's work, whether you're single or if you got somebody working with you, you got a father, baby, daddy that's working with you. Doesn't matter. Husband, uncle, cousin,
whoever. Yeah.
Yeah. It's still, you're still doing yeoman's work, taking care of what you need to take care of. And we gonna be specific here, you know, black mothers in particular. So, right now, it's the Jungle Brother, black woman.
Femme noire, I wanna create a beautiful world for you, black woman. A world of beauty for beautiful you.
Je suis à vous.
A world of beauty for beautiful you.
Je suis à vous. Black woman, mother of my earth, black woman, you gave me birth. You can truly see what's in me. You can help me be the best that I can be. You feed my fire when I'm on the wire, keeping me calm when it's getting higher. Sweet like sugar and hot like wine, always keeping you on my mind. Giving my life a new light to reach for, giving me so much, how could I ask for more? Keeping us tight when we're getting loose, the dark of a berry, sweet of a juice, black woman.
together you got smooth drummer.
Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-word and Mr. J. That was Jungle Brothers, Black Woman, as you know.
Hey, man, I was just thinking for a quick minute, if I may. Let's go off script a little bit. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, and we've been shouting out to the mothers, but we really haven't spoke to the mothers. We did all these other topics and what we usually do on the show. Let's at least give like this last segment to the mothers, you know, whether they call in or not. But, you know, if you buy your phone, if you're on a computer, if you're within the sound of our voice, you know, let's talk about you guys. You know, y'all are the reason why we're here. You know, good, bad, happy, sad, you know, I'm sure that there's some mothers out there raising kids and, you know, speaking negative things to the universe about the man that's not there, the helper. But then there's got to be more mothers out there that, you know, either have the help or just don't complain and get it done. So let's, you know, let's put that out there on the table. Let's talk about that.
Just in the background with the thing also that, hey, this is for you. Baby. Love y'all. Always love my mom. We love all the mothers. And, you know, Mr. J is so dedicated that if you want to, he will come to your house and he might talk to you. He will help you get through, give you that shoulder that you need to vent.
I got two of them, so, you know.
Two of them. You know, you need a back massage.
I'm here for y'all.
Got you. If you need, you know, foot massage. Toes cracked, whatever. Bam.
Run the bath water, wash your hair. I'll even cook the food. Just holler at it, you know. Inbox, you know, hit us up on the page. Let me know. This is your weekend. I'm going to be your personal servant all weekend long.
That almost brought a tear to my eye. Almost.
Well, you ain't the one that's supposed to get the tear in the eye, you know.
No, I'm just saying, but it's empathy, though. You know?
I'm just doing what I think is right. I'm putting myself out there for them.
I don't hear
you volunteering.
You know what? Mothers out there, if you need your toes cracked, I got you. You the meal, the massage, whatever. I'm here. Smooth drama. We putting it out there. We're here for you. We got you, mother.
I just don't want it to sound like I'm the only one doing this, you know.
You don't want to sound like the one doing it.
Yeah, because I know, you know, I know the legendary Smooth, you know, and I've heard the story. So I've heard the story.
Okay.
Yeah. I know you don't want to talk about it in this format, you know, and in this forum, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let's just move right along.
We gonna move along because, one.
Shout out to all the ladies out there. Seriously, you know.
All the ladies out there. And speaking of which, there was something that actually caught my eye where in Illinois, they're weighing a change to the child sex abuse law because apparently in Illinois there's a statute of limitation. And this comes about because Dennis Hastert, former House Speaker Dennis Hastert, he pled guilty to breaking federal banking rules. But
mm-hmm.
he did that. He admitted to sexually abusing teenagers decades ago when he coached high school wrestling.
So now they're trying to retry him for that.
No, they're not, because the statute of limitations has gone too far.
Oh, okay. So if they had a longer statute of limitation, they'd bring him up on charges on that too.
Well, yeah, there's a plan by State Senator Bennett which would end the statute of limitations on child sex crimes. You know, just like there's no limit on how long prosecutors can pursue charges for some other violent crimes such as murder, you know. And of course, you know who's against this, the Catholic Church, for one.
Of course. Because, I mean, you got to remember the Catholic Church, before we had, you know, laws of court as we know them today, where did they take, where did you take your case to be heard? Before the king or before the, you know, the head of the church?
Yeah.
So, okay. You know.
You asking for trouble. But, yeah. So that's
the same, yeah.
Thing. This bill, but here's the thing. They said the bill isn't retroactive, so it wouldn't affect Hastert, but it would expand the window for victims of sex crimes to pursue legal action. As we know, the children, it takes many years for them to feel comfortable reporting the abuse.
Yes. So,
you know, that's why this would be important going forward.
Well, as long as you have certain men that are still in office and you know, offices of power and still have connections where other people don't have access to that type of power, you're always going to have back office deals being made or strings being pulled where certain laws will get passed or extended and certain laws will be revoked or, you know, whatever the case. The law is never going to work fair for everybody. It's only going to work fair for the chosen few.
Yeah, that's why we need a few more deaths, and maybe we need some folks to take out the chosen few. But you didn't hear me say that on the air.
Well, you know, this is smooth drama. It's unscripted. We're live. We, you know, you never know what we're going to say.
I temporarily said that, but I forgot that I said. What did I say?
Yeah, and the show may be recorded, but you still can't prove which one of us said it. So
I don't even remember saying it. You know how the temporary insanity. You did something in the act of passion that, and you can't even.
Did you take your meds today?
I did not. I did not take meds today.
Well, you know, if I was your mother, I would ask, you know, are you wearing clean underwear? Are you even wearing underwear today? Are you wearing pants today?
You know, I try to do this show, Commando.
ladies, he's not lying either.
Just for the ladies, you know, I feel like I have more
freedom.
Yeah, freedom, and you know, I can express myself when I'm free as a bird to fly about on the radio stage.
Long as you have a towel or something covering the seated area, you know.
Oh, yeah. I take care of it. Yeah, I keep my thing. Bleach is my friend. So I make sure that my areas are hygienic.
Okay, I'm just saying because you know,
you
enjoy going commando, so.
But you know what? I encourage listeners out there. You know, when you're listening to smooth drama, go commando. You know, just
all listeners are just a certain, you know, certain listeners.
Why we discriminate? No, we don't discriminate. If you're a listener, go command. We are all commando. Smooth Drama Nation is commando. That's how we rolling.
And you know what? Just to prove that you're down with us, post those pictures. Send those pictures in. Let us know that you are now going commando with Smooth Drama.
How come I knew you were going to say that?
Am I not part of the show?
Yes, you are part of the show.
Would I be Mr. J if I didn't say it?
That's true. I don't
All right.
want to be you.
I'm just being me. And if I have to encourage certain behaviors, then that's what I'll do. And I know there's a lot of people listening right now and probably will tune in tomorrow and listen to the rebroadcast and say, no, he didn't just tell us to do that. And yes, I did. And I encourage next Tuesday for y'all to do the same thing. Go Commando.
Yeah. I mean, one of our Flash chatters just said, now going Commando. Shout out to the people in the Flash chat. Yes.
Well, you know what? Tell them same people to inbox, you know, or post the pictures. Let's see if they're really doing it. I see it gets quiet now. It gets quiet now, see?
It's already quiet.
Get real quiet out there now.
You know what? You know what? Look, ladies and gentlemen, if you wanna email a smooth drama at smoothdrama.com to show your Commando support, I would greatly appreciate it. We know Mr. J would greatly appreciate it. I would.
And you know what? If you can't reach me on the Smooth Drama Show and the Facebook page, the Smooth Drama Show, you can hit me on my personal Facebook. My
personal
Cire J Facebook page. That's Cirejay on Facebook. Okay?
You really
Mr.
going
J.
there?
I'm going there. I'm daring them.
Daring you.
Daring. Okay?
Yeah.
Mr. J has just put out his personal Facebook page name. You can request me to add you to my friends list or whatever. You can inbox me. I ain't got no problem with that. That's just to see if y'all was paying attention and listening. And I already know. I mean, let you go. Tuesday show, I got a couple of inbox, but that was for a different subject. Tonight, I'm going to see, tomorrow I want to see exactly how many people, were paying attention. If you don't hit me up here, hit me up at the show. Inbox the show.
Yes, it is.
The Smooth Drama Show, on Facebook.
Yep.
That's it,
I almost forgot. I can't ride off into the sunset without saying Obama drank the water. It was probably the most heavily filtered Flint.
Man, he probably had water flowing in with him. Come on now. Come on now. I mean, if we're going to keep on, we did say we want to talk about that until something was done, but the reality is we all know that they all planned, whatever they had to do before he touched down in Flint, that was already taken care of beforehand. Even, the photo out with the little girl who wrote the letter for him to come to Flint, Michigan. I mean, that was touching and all that, but come on.
I mean, we know it was filtered. It's probably the most filtered water to ever be filtered on Earth.
Man, that water was probably flowing in from some mountaintop, It was blessed by the gods and everything. He's not drinking that, Come on now. I mean, he's the president, number one. He ain't stupid. If he's going to use his power, he's going to use his power for that, Don't you give him no dirty water.
Right. He was already like, where did that water come from? Oh, it came from drinking no Michigan water. You crazy? Better be coming out from Air Force One.
My personal water taster taste it before you give it to me.
And on that note, we want to thank you all for listening. As always, We greatly appreciate you listening to us and taking the time out from your busy night to hear what we got to say. And
check us out on the Facebook page, the Smooth Drama Show. Hit us up. What's that on the Instagram, Smooth?
Nah, that would be Twitter or Facebook.
Why do I keep thinking Instagram? I'm sorry, on the Twitter. Hit them up on Twitter. Hit us up on the page. You can hit me up on my page, Cire, Cirejay. On Facebook.
After the N word for Mr. J, we out.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together, you guys.
Smooth.
Drama. Smooth.